This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And an hour left in the show. Plenty of time to answer some calls. We do have a couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Eddie's in Hyannis.
Eddie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a hibiscus question.
Sure.
I have two very young hibiscuses growing right next to the foundation of the house, and I would like to transplant them. And I was wondering what the best time of year would be to do that.
Now, when you say hibiscus, are we talking Rose of Sharon, are we talking hibiscus perennial, like the big flowering ones?
Yeah, this is, well, the parent hibiscus is quite big. It's just about as tall as the house, and it is in full bloom right now.
Okay, so this is the Rose of Sharon then?
Right.
Okay. You know, Rose of Sharon obviously are in full bloom at this point. It's not a great time to do it today. You know, we want to let them flower or finish their flowering. Even if the smaller ones aren't flowering right now, we want to let the whole process kind of go through, right? And how many, you know, are they attached to the plant or are they just kind of like offshoots or are they new plants themselves?
They're new plants. One's about a foot, and one's about a foot and a half tall.
Okay. So, you know, we're looking to the best time, the perfect time to transplant a Rose of Sharon is when it's dormant, right? So that could mean end of October into November. All the way till like March, right?
Excellent.
It's more like it's going to be probably easier to do in November this year than it would be in March.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the seasons have been, I mean, it's spring right now with all the rain we've been having. You never know what season's coming next.
Right.
Right. What you want to do is make sure it's lost its leaves, it's done its thing, and it's starting to go into that, it's fully dormant, right? If the leaves are still green, you can shock the plant so much that it could affect the whole flowering for next year, right? We're looking to develop the root system before the flowering period. It's almost like a full year. It's more like 9 months, but it's almost like a full year before it's going to flower, right?
Okay, yep.
So if you, I mean, it can be done during the growing season. Don't get me wrong. The problem is it will not only stress it, but it can take longer for it to establish. And so you might not see flowers for a couple seasons. So if it's a necessity where it's like, I'm doing work there, I need to get it, fine. But if you can wait, I'd wait till November.
All right, November it will be.
And then make sure you use the Biotone starter from Espoma. Right?
Okay.
That granular form, mix that in with the soil. Make sure the soil has a little bit of compost to it. You don't want to go too crazy with it. No more than 50% compost to soil. You'll be fine mixing it in that new location. Just make sure that location, you know, gets a good amount of sun, obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
All right, Eddie. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Robert's in Yarmouth.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a call. I'm down in the Cape, and I listened to your green tomatoes discussion, and I'm hoping the weather's warmer here, because I've got a lot of green fruit. I don't really want to start cutting everything back already.
Yeah, yep.
I was curious about that, and I can see where maybe pruning would help getting the fruit to go better. And then I have another. So is that pretty much the case where I have a little bit more time down here?
Yeah, so you're in a... the next zone, right? You're in zone, you're either in 6 or 7, depending upon, yeah, so it all depends on where you are on parts of the Cape, right? So you have some more time, but the one thing I would do, so if you don't want to cut anything back on like the flowers and the fruit and all those things, perfect. But I would thin out some of the leaves to get more sun into where the fruit is. Okay, so that's the bigger thing to do. Keep fertilizing to get the nutrients into the plant if you're continuing with it. I think that's the easiest one for it. So I think that's what I would do. Is that just because you're trying to expose the tomatoes to sunlight
right.
in a natural way. That's what we're trying to do. And then real quick, that I was just thinking about this. So think about it this way, too. If you expose the plant to more sun, the fruit and everything is more likely to warm up a little bit easier based on, you know, heat from the sun. So just watch your watering, right? We do want the watering to kind of dry out a little bit because we are, you know, we've had so much rain. I don't know if it's been as much on the Cape. I don't think it has been as much as the northern part of the state, but you still got a lot. So you want it to not be soaking wet, but the thing that I'm afraid of is if we thin it out, it could do some sun scalds if it doesn't have enough moisture in the root system. So just keep an eye on the rain.
Thank you. My other question was, I had a rhubarb.
You have what? Nice. I'm sorry?
Rhubarb. I bought a rhubarb plant. That's
okay.
A nice one. And I planted it. It grew. Had a few more leaves coming out of it. And then the whole thing died off with some new growth. Is that normal for a first year, or did something go wrong?
Well, so there was a part of the season earlier in the year where it got real warm, and then it got cool for a time frame, and I'm not talking the early ones in like in the spring. There were some times where it just got cool, and the amount of rain also could affect the rhubarb and kind of died back a bit. So it can be normal from the growing aspect. The rhubarb can take a couple years anyways to grow to where you want it to be. So I think it's going to be fine no matter what. This season has just been so odd. You just don't know when it's going to happen.
And that's a good point. Last year was a beautiful season for tomatoes and everything. It was so warm. So now I'm looking at fall planting. What would you recommend to put in for the fall at this point?
For to harvest in the fall or?
General garden.
General garden? I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit.
Yes, garden plants for a fall planting for whatever might grow.
So at this point, honestly, for fall, you can plant anything that's out there in the shrubs, trees, perennials. This is actually the best time to plant because the plant's going to focus so much more on the root system and developing that versus, you know, shoots and flowers and everything. So, I mean, the sky's the limit. What I would look at doing is if you are looking to do pollinators, kind of look at that. Or if you're doing the shade garden versus sunny garden, either one. I mean, anything is going to work. Just make sure that you do the right amount of compost. The biotone starter is a great way to make sure, because all these plants are going to just focus on the roots. And the long term is going to be a better than if you were to do it during, you know, the summer or late spring.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Robert, you have a great rest of your day. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. And we do have a call in line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Gene's in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Two questions.
Sure.
I have planted the Blue Pacific Juniper. It only gets probably 3 or 4 hours of sun. And it didn't do well this year at all. It's on a slope. Is there something I can do to revive it? Because it's got a lot of brown in it right now.
Have you fertilized it at all? What have you done for it?
I have not fertilized it, no.
Okay.
I was told not to, actually.
Well, so you just planted them, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use, like, a biotone to start it off, or?
Nope, I did not.
Okay. So I would look at fertilizing it with something. Maybe it's not fertilizing. Maybe using something along the lines of, like, the protolizer. From Natural Alternatives. Fertilizer is going to work with the nutrients that are in the ground and kind of activate them to help the plant a bit. You could even use like a halitone at half the rate in the next couple weeks here. I think that might be beneficial to help the plants out itself. So you could look to do that.
What is half the rate?
So it's going to say right on the bag, use X amount. That's for the spring. You want to cut that rate in half.
Okay. And that's fertilizer?
So you want to use fertilizer. And then I would also use halitone.
Okay. And then I also have applied to my lawn, which is has quite a bit of shade. So I've used dense grass seed over the years. Magic Owl, Love My Girl, and the steps of 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
Should I do it again? I did it about 4 weeks ago.
I'd wait about 2 more weeks, and that's when you would use it again.
That would be the third time, the fourth time.
It's the fourth. Okay, I thought you were looking at it. So if you've done it, if you've already done it 3 times, don't do it again until next spring, if necessary. Have you noticed some good things happen with the lawn?
Well, it's greener than it has been in the past.
Okay.
And it seems to be keeping down the weeds a bit. I use the different steps, actually.
Yeah.
Step 1, 2, and 3. So I'd like to put down something for the winter. A winterizer?
Yeah, so a winterizer. So here's the thing, right? In 2 weeks from now, it's really only the first week of September. So what I would look at doing is you could use a step 4, the fourth application would be no problem.
Yeah.
And then 6 weeks from that, I would use another winterizer. Reason being is the ground is still active. 5 applications is better than just doing the fourth. Because right now, if we just feed once, 6 weeks from that is the middle of October, which there's still growing season at that point. So our lawn needs something. So I would feed it in 2 weeks and then feed it again 6 weeks after that.
So I would feed it step 4 in 2 weeks. Are you saying that?
And then step 4 again.
Is there a better one? I mean, there is a winterizer as well.
So the winterizer is step 4. You can just use that twice.
Okay. I'm seeing that. I think it's Jonathan Green puts out a different one.
So they have a winterizer, but they also have a winterizer with I would just use their winterizer twice, honestly.
Which brand would be the one to use?
Up to you. Jonathan Green does well. But I think that is one to look at. To doing for you. I do need to take a break here. If you have some more questions, hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Not sure what's causing brown patches in your lush green lawn? Chances are it's a fungus, which can quickly turn your green lawn into a diseased disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Update. In the headlines this Sunday, the first tropical storm since 1939 hitting Southern California right now. Governor Gavin Newsom issuing a state of emergency.
Please listen to emergency personnel, local officials. Take seriously debris flows and floods, flash floods, lightning, possibility of tornadoes. Stay safe.
Word, the 39th president of the United States, Jimmy Carter, is apparently in the final chapter of his life. Correspondent Brad Siegel reports.
Those were the words of former President Jimmy Carter's grandson Saturday. The Carter Center announced in February that the 98-year-old former president was being placed in around-the-clock hospice care after a series of short hospital stays. Carter became known for his work with Habitat for Humanity for many years after his presidency. He was still teaching Sunday school until 4 years ago. Apart from grandson Josh Carter's sentiments, there were no details provided about the former president's condition.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Gene, you're still with us. You have some more questions for us?
Hello?
Gene, you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Did you have some more questions we can help you with?
I did. Yeah, okay. I did. I'm just curious. Will that Blue Pacific juniper actually come back? It's pretty brown. Or should I just replace it?
I mean, I think the biggest thing you're looking for to really have it fixed, if you will, is more sun for those plants. A little bit more sun. I think it was also had to do with the weather. The amount of rain that fell this year, kind of because they grow to the ground, right? Close to the ground, they can actually really, it can rot them almost. It can affect them heavily to the point where it just, they're not growing the way you want them to, right? So I think that has something to do with it, to be honest with you. So I think that's part of it, honestly. But I think the fertilizing.
We had a drought here too for several weeks. There was no rain, and then we got a lot of it.
Well, so I think it's the you know, double-edged sword there, right, where you have a drought, then you also have too much rain, and that's causing damage to the plant just by, just by what it's doing. So I think that's part of it. For me, I'd look at fertilizing, look at that fertilizer, and just hoping for the best with it. I think it'll do okay for you.
Okay. All right. Well, that was my only question this time. But thank you very much.
Well, appreciate sounds it. Good. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You again. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 20 or so minutes left in the show. So if you have any questions, definitely call us. We will be here to help you out with that as long as we have the questions, right? So definitely, with any questions, let us know. Phone number again is 855-660-4261. The time of year and the weather is so confusing right now, because the time of year says we're just about to be going into a great planting season, but the weather is showing that it might still be spring, or it's, you know, late spring into beginning of summer. Who knows what's going to happen? Honestly, I couldn't tell you. But I will say that you just don't know what is going to happen with the weather. You just don't. It's too hard to say this is the perfect time. This is what's going on here. So, just keep that in mind. Really, just keep the weather in mind of what's going to happen. So it really will affect how the rest of the season goes. So we've talked so much about planting, getting those things done. We also at the same time want to be able to put our plants to bed in a timely manner. We want to make sure that we have enough time at the end of the season to, get those plants ready. So it's not just about planting the new, it's taking care of the ones that are already there. Right? And the ones that are already there are important too. So a lot of your perennials, there's a number of them that need to be cut back, right, at the end of the year. But a lot of them, you can just kind of leave and let them do their thing. So I would look at making sure our plants are really just taken care of. And cleaned up, not ripped out, not those things. The other thing we should be looking at is our veggie gardens, right? Our veggie gardens are still producing. We've talked a lot about tomatoes, right? The northern part of New England, we're not far from being done with the year, if you will. You just never know. Parts of it could be cutting back some things, cleaning them up. But the southern part of New England still got plenty of time. So thinning out leaves. But that's not everything I'm talking about. Let's think about at the end of the season how we're going to leave the garden. Right? Let's cut everything back at the end of the year to about an inch from the ground. And leave the plant in the ground. Just leave it where it needs to go. So that way, the root system is still intact and all the fertilizer, all the microbes that you've been working on and cleaning and feeding and doing all these things to are still there and ready to go for next season. So at the end of the year, it's not just rip everything out. It's let's take a look around and see what we can do for next year. That's what this fall into winter is. Looking at what we can do to protect for next year. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, the other thing we should start thinking about doing, and I wish I had listened to my own piece of advice from last year, is check out the snowblower right now. Pull the cord, make sure it starts right up, because if you need to get work done on the snowblower this year, you'd rather it be now versus the first snowstorm that hits. Because I didn't pay attention, and when I looked at it, all of a sudden, I couldn't use it. There was a mouse nest in part of it that I had to clean up and get rid of. So look right now to take care of those things. You know, at the end of the season, we want to make sure all of our tools are clean. You know, same thing with the mower. We're not done mowing. In fact, I'm going to go out there and mow later today. And I know I have multiple times left because the lawn's still growing. But remember, at the end of the season, we want to clean it up, get it ready for the end of the year. You know, take off the blade, maybe sharpen the blade for next year, get a new blade, those types of things. That's what we want to start looking at doing now to be ahead of next year. But I think the biggest thing, and I know it sounds crazy, but start the snowblower up, honestly. Because you don't want to get stuck when everybody has the same issue and you can't get somebody to service the snowblower for 6-8 weeks. Anyways, we got some calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Terry's in Nantucket.
Terry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you very much and good morning.
Good morning.
I have a follow-up question about Rosa Sharon.
Sure.
I just recently purchased some locally grown Rosa Sharon, and they're in pots. And I thought they're flowering right now in the pots. Is it better to wait for those to go through the flowering before we put them in the ground?
I know you could put them right in the ground now, but, I mean, how far along are they on the flowering process?
They just started. Like, there's one or two buds, but they're pretty loaded.
Yeah, I mean, you could plant it.
Okay.
You could definitely plant it at this point. Just make sure you use something along the lines of, like, a Biotone or some sort of starter fertilizer to help it. That's what I would look at doing.
Okay.
You know, the other thing, just keep watering it until really the ground freezes.
Right, okay. Yeah, it'll be in a very watered area. So
yeah, you just want to make sure that part's taken care of.
Okay. All right, great. That was the only question. Oh, I have one other question, and maybe you can help me with. I have some sumac in an area that is becoming very, very overgrown, and it's very invasive. Is there an easy fix for that, or is it just really having to dig up the entire area to get rid of it?
You know, one of the things that you could do to get rid of it is you're going to need to try to find a few of the main stalks and then use the paintbrush method to kill what's there using like a cleanup or a, what's the word I'm looking for? Or kills all. Either of those would help. It definitely help get rid of it. You might have to do it a few times. You just need to make sure you make a fresh cut about a couple inches from the ground and then, you know, use the paintbrush from the concentrate and put it right
in the stem.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we'll try that this fall when we can get to it.
Sounds good. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is, I'm not going to give the phone number. We've got two calls in line, so we're going to try to get those. Nathan, who's up next?
Naoma's in New York.
Naoma, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm wondering, how do I plant blueberry bushes? I have four plants, and I've been for about a month, but I'm not sure when to plant them.
Okay, I'd plant them as soon as possible. You want to make sure that the soil is very acidic, so you can use a product called Soil Acidifier from Espoma. It's a great one to use. And you could plant them today. Sooner the better. We want to get them established before winter hits. So I think sooner the better works.
Okay, then. Thank you very much, and you have a great day, then.
You too.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, Stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Do believe we had one call left, so we're going to get to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Fred's in Cornish.
Fred, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. Thank you.
Good morning.
I have two species I need to get rid of. One of them you just covered, the
sumac,
and I also really need something to get control of Japanese knotweed.
So you're going to do it the same exact way.
Okay.
The same exact way would be... It would be beneficial to, you know, the one thing that I want to make sure you do is don't cut everything all at once. Cut a few. Cut a few. Then do the painting. Then do a few more. Then do the painting, a few more, etc.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a seasonal time that's best to go at this, like in the growing season, or like now when it's slowed down, or what?
I would say there's any time of the year that's a good one, but as it slows down is better, as it's trying to, because what the plant is doing is the plant is absorbing moisture into the soil as it goes more dormant for next year. So it's going to have a quicker uptake when it comes to the chemical that you're putting in. So it's going to go right into the root system. I think that's a benefit.
Okay. Now, the product you mentioned was Kills All, and that would be at a garden center?
Yeah, it's either Kills All or Clean Up.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good, sir.
Alrighty.
I try to catch your show as often as I can on Sundays.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Your dad, too.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Alrighty.
Again.
Bye-bye. All right. So we got about 2 minutes left, so we're not going to... We'll just wrap it up with the show. Hope everybody enjoyed the show today. Had a number of great calls. Lots of tomato questions because we're there. We're at that point where it's like, are we done? Do we need to do more? What do we need to do? So I think that's what we gotta be looking at this time of year is, do we continue to let our tomatoes grow? Or do we clean up some of it to get them to force the ones that are there to finish? Or do we take all those green tomatoes, make jam, or do we make fried green tomatoes? What do we do? Those are all the things that we got to look at this point in time as the season starts to wrap up. We're really about that time frame where we can be reseeding lawns, getting it ready for next year. So definitely, hopefully that will be something on your list as well. And if so, just make sure you're putting down a starter fertilizer. And then 6 weeks from then, you can put down a winterizer to help get it going for the rest of the year. So it's definitely something that I want you to keep in mind, right? It's something to think about and make sure you think ahead, right? So anyways, we're about a minute left, so we're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up at this point, and next week we'll be back to answer as many of your gardening questions as always. Just want to say thank you, because today is basically 5 years of me taking over the show completely. I appreciate everybody who's listened. Obviously I would have liked better reasons to take over the show, but it is what it is at this point. So I just want to say thanks to everybody who's listening, who's been listening. We'll continue to do what we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So always feel free to call us on Sundays from 6 to 10. Go to our website at paulparent.com for more information. But as always, I'd love you to get out there and plant something. It's the best time of year to do it. And until next week, be good to each other. You never know when those ones that are good to you are gone. So take care of them while you can. And we'll definitely talk at you guys next week. Have a great one.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.